This is WLRN News. I'm Rowan Moore Garrity. A couple times a month, federal courthouses all over the country are filled with cases you might not expect. Not insider trading or drug smuggling, but things like disorderly conduct and alcohol violations. This is the so-called ticket calendar for petty criminal violations committed on federal property. And in Miami, a big chunk of what ends up on the ticket calendar starts at the VA hospital on 16th Street.
Thank you, everybody. You're welcome to have a seat.
On one side of the courtroom, there are several rows filled with police officers in uniform who wrote the tickets. Many of them are veterans themselves. They work for the VA's own police force.
We're here to discuss today.
And on the other side, the defendants. By the way, the audio here is from recordings made by the court, so it can be hard to hear.
At various federal buildings.
Most people are here for $15 or $50 tickets, $200 tops. And because there's usually no risk of jail time, there's no court-appointed attorney. Most people represent themselves.
Malcolm Watson.
Good morning, y'all.
Good morning, how are you?
It's Malcolm Laura Watson.
Okay.
And if you look at, just review the citation.
Well, can you wait 1 minute, please? Hold on. There's some things I have to do.
All right.
Defendants might use words they think a lawyer would, but they're nervous. They don't know what's supposed to happen or in what order.
Stop. Listen. Do you understand that that's what they say you did?
That's what's misleading about it.
No. Listen.
Hold on.
Listen.
There are tickets for patients accused of stealing lunch from the VA cafeteria, smoking cigarettes in their hospital beds, but most of all, parking tickets.
How do you want to handle this today, sir?
Not guilty.
Okay.
Your Honor, I think I can save us some time. We'd like to dismiss.
That's the prosecutor jumping in and offering to dismiss the ticket. This happens a lot, actually. We asked the U.S. Attorney's Office to do an interview for this story. They declined, but some reasons do come up on tape. It could be because the officer didn't show up, or there's not enough information on the ticket to show probable cause. And sometimes they just decide to give people a pass.
It's your lucky day. The ticket is dismissed.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Careful with the parking, though.
Yes. Maybe the VA need to help change their scheduling.
At this point, Stephen Carroll has already started walking out of the courtroom. And basically, he says to the judge, hey, the problem here isn't that veterans like to park illegally. The problem is that the VA schedules too many appointments at once, so there aren't enough spaces.
You know, I hear that over and over, but
Carol holds up some blown up color photographs of the parking space. I have pictures of the problem, he says.
No, I believe it. I'm not in charge of parking at the VA. That's the challenge. So,
thank you.
Okay.
I was scheduled to be here for an appointment at a certain time, and there's no place for me to park.
Later, in an interview, Carroll explains the circumstances around his ticket.
I'm not blocking any traffic. I'm parked up out of the way. Yes, I may be parked on the grass, you understand, but maybe y'all need to reconsider the scheduling or saying, hey, okay, when we get such an overflow like this, that's an exception.
Case after case after case is like this. People admit to breaking the rules, but they say there's a good reason.
From your point of view, what happened?
Here's what happened. I had been trying to get into the hospital.
Take Thomas Carpenter. He was in the emergency room at the VA, waiting to be admitted to the psychiatric ward. He had an empty pill bottle with him, which he gave to the staff. Later, it tested positive for cocaine residue.
Testimony, will you have any questions for him about that?
The container was mine.
All right.
So, obviously, I got to take the blame for it.
All right.
But there was nothing in there.
Well, there was nothing in there, but they tested it. So I do find that you were in possession of a container that had residue of cocaine.
Yes, ma'am.
It goes on like this for a while. The court fines Carpenter $130. He agrees to pay it off, $20 a month. And after the verdict, he wants to make just one more point.
In defense of myself, I served for this country.
I know.
I've been wounded twice.
That's why I reduced the fine.
I have mental issues. I have PTSD.
I understand.
I talked to one of the other judges you've been hearing in these recordings about the ticket calendar, Magistrate Judge Chris McAlilly.
Sometimes people just feel they need to be heard. They need to explain their point of view, about what happened and what they perceived to be fair or not to be fair.
She's not talking about any specific cases here. The judge agreed to do an interview about the general themes that come up in her courtroom.
While the court's view is, what is the law? I need to figure out what is the law, and then I need to follow it. That's my job. And yet, sometimes simply applying the law isn't addressing what people feel it really is the problem.
You can hear how different it sounds on the rare occasions when there is a lawyer involved. Things go more slowly. Every little piece of information gets held up to the light.
Are you familiar with the statute 38.1.218b, subsection 26?
Yes.
Okay. And did you know that infringement of that citation requires parking in an area marked by yellow borders?
This ticket gets thrown out because the statute says no parking lines have to be yellow, but the lines at the VA parking lot are white. The hardest cases, though, don't tend to be about parking.
Sir, I'm in the homeless program with the VA.
In October, a homeless veteran named Robert Kendrick appeared for a disorderly conduct charge. He'd had an argument with his ex-girlfriend at a VA clinic on Flagler Street. He was there to see a social worker, but at the time, he was also sleeping on the sidewalk outside the clinic.
Okay, so this incident occurred where you live?
I was standing.
When the argument started, the officer told Kendrick he had to leave. They exchanged some insults, and then he left. At the trial, they talk it over for a couple minutes, try to get the basic facts straight. And then the judge pauses, and he just puts all the legal arguments to the side.
Here's my problem with these cases, some of these cases. You have people who are at these facilities because, are you a vet?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Some of these folk are kind of messed up, you know? They've had injuries and experiences that are kind of unbelievable to some of us who have not had those experiences. And some of them will never get well again. This seems to me is a case where you have a man who was sick and who was very sick that day. I'm going to give him a pass on this one. All right, thank you very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Case dismissed.
As Kendrick is walking out of the courtroom, the judge calls out to him. I hope I don't see you again. Maybe at church, Kendrick says.
All right.
I'm Rowan Moore Garrity in Miami. This is WLRN News.